Stories, History, Culture, Lost River. A radio project about the Boise Fort Band of Chippewa and their rich heritage.
Yes, my name is Anthony Nichols, and I'm from KBFT Radio, and I am down at the Boise Fort Tribal Government Building, and I'm sitting before
Jane Villaburn.
Okay, and Jane is going to share a little bit about the history of Net Lake.
I guess I would like to tell a little bit about my family growing up. I was born and raised here on the reservation, and my mom and dad, my dad passed away when I was 6 months old. My mother passed away when I was a year old. She made my grandma promise that she would take me and raise me along with her kids, which she had eight of them, four boys, four girls. We were kind of more fortunate. My grandpa was in the logging business, and I asked them, you hear about the Great Depression, which was in the early 30s, and how did that affect our family? And which actually there was not that big of a impact on them, because like I say, my grandpa was in the logging business, and he had gotten trading lumber boards in which to build a house. And at the big house here in Net Lake, we had a big lot and also a garden. One cow grandma canned, you know, put in jars and stored in the cellar food. She had all the kids go out, and everybody had to do their share in gathering cherry, choke cherry. All of those were under there. That was our summers were spent up here, and Grandpa had another house built out at Sugar Bush. And there, when the growing season was done here, wild rice we had just, and we'd go back out to Sugar Bush, and there we'd be there for the winter. The school I went to was Orr School. I think the last grade I remember being at Orr School was like the fifth grade, which my aunts and uncles they'd go out fishing, and they did a lot of sewing, making rugs, the hand-braided rugs. They did that during the winter. And then come spring, she had a big sugar camp. I think maybe 55-gallon pails of sap, and she had six of them to begin with. Every morning, she'd start the fire, and before we'd go to school, we'd have to run out and empty all the sap buckets. We'd made a lot of maple sugar, and of course, we had the fish, which was during the winter was still, you know, smoked fish. And we lived there until then. We moved back to Net Lake, and we didn't go back to live back at Sugar Bush again, because one of Grandma's sons didn't have a place to live, so he took over. Before we moved back to Net Lake, Grandpa died. Other than that, I got married, and I have eight children of my own. Just to remember that there was, you know, our transition back and forth to and from Net Lake and Sugar Bush.
Lost River is a production of the Net Lake Radio Project and is brought to you by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.